misconceptions that I have dealt with is basically being a terrorist. People have called me a terrorist multiple times, and while I'm kind of prone to that, I know how to handle it. I know not to get into their face because it's only going to get worse. It is one of the things that I have to handle as a Muslim, and I feel like all Muslims should know how to handle that, because in today's world, it's a real thing where people think you're, like, people in the hallway who don't know me might think I'm a terrorist, and I'm okay with that, because I'm not a terrorist. My name is Manahal Nadeem, and I am Muslim.
If you work in IT, you're probably Indian.
Cops are fat.
All Asian people are smart.
All girls are over-emotional.
All theater kids are over-emotional, flamboyant, and pretentious.
You're listening to Stereotype Me. More podcasts like this on WHJE.com. Someone who is Muslim practices Islam.
Islam is the second most practiced religion in the world, most popularly found in the Middle East and Indonesia.
A major part of the Islamic faith is prayer.
In Islam, you're supposed to pray 5 times a day, 1 in the morning, and then 3 times in the by the time it's nighttime, and then 1 when it turns night. I try to pray 5 times a day. Of course, like when you're at school, you can obviously not pray the afternoon prayers. They're called Zohar and Asr. They usually happen around 12 o'clock and then 3 o'clock. But Islam is a really forgiving religion, so you can you go home, you can make it up right, like when you come back. Basically, whenever you're praying, and when you are in a presence of the mosque, you wear a hijab. A hijab is kind of like a hair covering, and usually people wear a scarf to cover their hair. They tie up their hair, and then they wear a scarf around their head. The hijab means modesty, and it's just in the eyes of God, and you want to look modest. And to me, the hijab is what I just like modesty, as well as for some people a fashion statement. Like, it's kind of fun to accessorize with your outfit. Like, you can choose the scarf color. Like, today I'm wearing I could wear a black one, and then tomorrow I could wear like a purple one. So it can be fun too. Like, it doesn't have to be mandatory or like something that you look down upon.
Hijabs are a very controversial aspect of Islam.
It's how Americans typically identify whether someone is Muslim. It's a very visual representation of the Islamic faith.
No one in my family wears hijab right now. My sister actually used to wear hijab when she was in high school.
I wore it for about 2 months.
Manahil's sister, Maham Nadeem, describes her experience of wearing the hijab.
The hijab, it's just such a beautiful article of clothing, actually. What I really felt was empowered. I think the hijab is something that empowers women. I don't want people to look at me, look at how I look at how, you know, what I look like, how much I weigh, or what kind of clothes I wear, or like how my hair looks, what color my hair is. I'd rather people judge me based off of my intelligence. I'd rather have them react to my words rather than my body. That's how it made me feel. I would just say the word that really describes the experience is, you know, feeling empowered.
While Manahil hasn't worn a hijab to school like Maham did, she has worn one in public.
For example, like, I was coming from the night prayer from the masjid, and I went to Marsh, and I was wearing hijab. I actually saw one of my friends there, because everyone goes to Marsh, apparently, at, like, 9 o'clock at night, and she was like, oh, what's on your head? So I explained it to her, and it was a really nice experience. So I really like how, even though I don't wear a hijab in school or, like, regular times, that when I wear hijab, most people are welcoming of it, and like the people I know, even if I took up a hijab, wouldn't think of me differently.
Maham also felt that people didn't think of her any differently.
The fact of the matter is that when I did wear it, people judged me more so on my words rather than what I was wearing or what I looked like, which is what I wanted. That was what the intended purpose was, and I really felt that reaction coming back.
While both Maham and Manahil have been received positively wearing the hijab,
Manahil had a different experience while wearing a niqab.
Yeah. During the August issue of The Highlight, it was actually on the cover. I'm wearing a hijab in that cover, and it's like you wear the mask, the niqab, which people like correlate with you're a terrorist if you have a niqab on. And people saw it, and they're like, is that you? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And I'm like, and they're like, you actually wear the niqab like that? And I'm like, I don't actually wear it. It was for the picture. But what if I did? Would you think differently of me? And they kind of looked at me weird. And they said, oh no, but I feel like they were pretending. And there's definitely like a social stigma with that. I think the majority of discriminations or miscommunications that happen in Carmel is just because people don't understand the religion, but once they do, they're very welcoming.
You just listened to Stereotype Me, Muslims.
Look for other podcasts such as In the Books and Pursuing Passion on WHJE.com. For WHJE, this has been
Autumn Larkins
and Bavi Sarda.